I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, July 27th. A trash fire at a Quincy condo complex yesterday was quickly doused by the sprinkler system. Officials say a pile of trash on a third floor balcony at the Falls Apartments on Falls Boulevard caught fire yesterday morning. A woman and her two dogs in the apartment escaped safely, and the sprinkler above the fire helped keep the flames in check until firefighters arrived. The building was evacuated. However, there were no injuries and only minimal damage. But almost 10 years ago to the day, a fire destroyed a 24-unit building right across the street when a grill sparked a fire on a second-floor balcony. Nobody was hurt in that fire. That building has since been reconstructed. A Quincy man is charged with causing a multi-car crash in Wollaston Center Sunday and then fleeing the scene on foot. Police say 26-year-old Anthony McShane crashed into several vehicles at the intersection of Hancock and Beale Streets just after midnight and then ran off. Police found McShane trying to make a phone call behind the counter at the nearby 7-Eleven. He was taken to Boston Medical Center for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries and will be summoned to court on multiple motor vehicle charges. There were no other injuries. A man accused of drunk driving and causing a deadly crash in Dedham over the weekend appeared before a judge yesterday. State police say 28-year-old Arkeem Samuel was behind the wheel of a Toyota RAV4 when it rolled over several times and landed in a flooded gully along Interstate 95. Samuel and the passenger, 27-year-old Liam Fitzgerald, needed to be extricated from the car by first responders. Fitzgerald did not survive. Yesterday, a judge ordered Samuel be held on $10,000 bail on the conditions that he not drive, wear a surveillance device, submit to random drug and alcohol testing, and have no contact with the victim's family if he posts bail. According to prosecutors, Samuel told state police after the crash that he and Fitzgerald were drinking at a Boston club and then went to a house party in Brockton where he drank too much tequila. A defense attorney for Samuel said he is a graduate of the College of Liberal Arts, has a graduate degree from Simmons College, and is currently working for a mental health agency. Crash happened on Interstate 95 near the University Avenue exit in Dedham at about 4:20 a.m. Saturday. Samuel allegedly went off the road while trying to pass another car on the right. He was charged with felony motor vehicle homicide while operating under the influence and operating negligently, operating under the influence of liquor, negligent operation of a motor vehicle, and Mark Lane's violation. A not guilty plea was entered on Samuel's behalf. The family of that Weymouth woman killed in a hit-and-run crash is pleading with the driver to turn themselves into police. 61-year-old Sue Vo was out on a late-night walk near her home when she was struck by a car near Pleasant Street on July 17th. The driver took off, leaving her to die on the side of the road. A week after her death and still no arrests or leads, Weymouth police recovered a piece of the windshield and was able to narrow down the vehicle involved, a 2011 to 2014 Volkswagen Jetta GLI-style car, with possible damage to the right quarter panel and windshield. Anybody with information regarding the hit-and-run crash is asked to contact Weymouth Police Sergeant David Galvin or Officer Michael Egan at 781-335-1212. The Real Estate Bar Association for Massachusetts is supporting Norfolk County Register of Deeds Bill O'Donnell's efforts to hire a full-time, permanent community information officer for the registry. In a letter to the Norfolk County Commissioners, the association says that community information officer is essential and critical for services to the users and stakeholders of the Norfolk Registry of Deeds. The organization says the community information officer position is vital to assisting real estate professionals and their clients, homeowners, lenders, and other business entities O'Donnell says the letter is one of many that support his efforts. He's suing the commissioners after they failed to fully fund the position that's been in existence for over 20 years. The commissioners have approved the position through next June after the former community information officer retired. The commissioners say an outside audit recommended eliminating the position. O'Donnell is suing, claiming the commissioners violated the state's open meeting laws and that they are derelict in their duty to protect the registry from ransomware and cyber attacks. The smell of smoke and the sight of haze hung in the air once again in Massachusetts yesterday due to wildfires burning thousands of miles away. Multiple fire departments reported fielding calls from concerned residents, and environmental authorities issued an air quality alert. By yesterday, the visible smoke had made it to Boston. Meteorologists say the plume impacting the area is from wildfires in the Manitoba region of Canada, which is closer than the Pacific Northwest fires that sent smoke to the region last week. While much of the smoke is aloft, some of the plume is mixing down to the surface and increasing fine particulate levels, according to Mass DEP. Sensitive groups, including people with heart or lung disease, such as asthma, older adults, children, teenagers, and people who are active outdoors, could be susceptible. Suffolk County's top prosecutor is being nominated by President Biden to become the top federal prosecutor for Massachusetts. If approved by the U.S. Senate, Rachel Rollins would rejoin the Department of Justice as the next U.S. attorney for Massachusetts. She formerly served as a federal prosecutor. She was the first woman of color to serve as a district attorney in Massachusetts, and she would be the first black woman to serve as U.S. attorney for Massachusetts. The last permanent U.S. attorney for the state was Trump appointee Andrew Lelling. Rollins was one of eight nominees for U.S. attorneys to be announced by the White House yesterday. Rollins, a Democrat, defeated independent Michael Maloney in 2018 to become the first woman of color to be elected district attorney in Massachusetts. She ran on a platform of curbing mass incarceration and racial disparities in the criminal justice system. As the top prosecutor for Boston and surrounding communities, Rollin has been outspoken about the need for police reform in the wake of high-profile killings of people of color by law enforcement across the U.S. In an interview in April, she said the country must do away with the misconception that questioning the police or suggesting ways they can improve means, quote, you don't back the blue. State lawmakers said that they are focused on the parents who are on the fence about getting their kids under the age of 12 vaccinated. An oversight public hearing on COVID-19 vaccinations for children was held at the Children's Museum by the Joint Committee on Public Health. And during the hearing, officials said they're also planning a statewide initiative to increase vaccination rates among students 12 to 18. Which includes an education awareness campaign, leveraging key partners, as well as social media and on-site clinics at middle and high schools, and mobile clinics at health centers and pediatric practice. Many parents said they want to see more information regarding children who've already received the vaccine before making their decision. Moderna and Pfizer launched their pediatric trials in March. Health officials said the most important piece of data is how much of the vaccine should be administered to a child. According to DPH, FDA emergency use authorization of the vaccine for children under 12 could be given as early as mid-fall. A popular venue in Boston has made changes to its COVID-19 protocols due to the recent rise in positive cases and the growing presence of the Delta variant. Starting on August 6, patrons of Jacques Cabaret on Broadway Street will have to show proof of vaccination if they want to avoid wearing a face covering indoors. State Department of Public Health reporting an additional 1,243 confirmed COVID-19 cases yesterday, a number that included 3 days' worth of data from Friday through Sunday. But last Monday, the DPH reported 717 new confirmed cases over a 3-day period. Officials in Provincetown voted to enact an indoor mask mandate effective immediately during an emergency meeting on Sunday. Provincetown's dealing with a COVID cluster that has hundreds of positive cases. According to the most recent update, 69% of the affected individuals were fully vaccinated. Patriots announcing they'll be holding a mobile COVID-19 vaccination clinic during the opening days of training camp. The team says the Kraft Center for Community Health Mobile Vaccination Clinic will be on site in Foxborough to administer free vaccines to anyone attending each of their first 4 days of practice from tomorrow through Saturday. Fans who get vaccinated at training camp will receive a $25 voucher for training camp concessions and free admission to the Patriots Hall of Fame. The health staff will be administering the Pfizer vaccine and will assist patients in scheduling their second dose. Massachusetts schools are second to none, according to a new study. Wallet Hub released its annual ranking of the best and worst school systems among the 50 states and Washington, D.C. Massachusetts came in at number one, while New Mexico was last. Several other New England states finished high on the list. Connecticut was number two, New Hampshire number five, and Vermont number 10. Wallet Hub uses 32 metrics, including performance, funding, safety, class size, and instructor credentials. Massachusetts had the highest test scores in reading and math in the survey. Gas prices in Massachusetts are still averaging above $3 a gallon, holding steady at $3.02 for another week. And it's possible drivers will see some relief in August, according to AAA. The state average gas price is 13 cents below the national average of $3.15 a gallon. For pump prices to be less expensive, OPEC will need to follow through with their production increases. Crude will need to sell consistently at lower prices, and the market will need to adjust to the potential resurgence of COVID. According to AAA Northeast's Mary McGuire, she says if these factors prove true consistently, pump prices could be less expensive in August, although the national average could still be at or above the $3 per gallon mark. Gas prices in Massachusetts are 4 cents higher than they were a month ago and 88 cents higher than at this time last year. Well, starting August 3rd, you can take off from Boston Harbor and land right on Manhattan's East River. The FAA has approved Tailwind Air's new seaplane service from Boston to the New York seaport on East 23rd Street. Tailwind Air says the flights will take about 75 minutes. People who are flying from Manhattan to Boston Harbor will be picked up by a water taxi, which will then take them to the South Boston waterfront. The seaplanes will have room for 8 passengers. The company will start with 2 round trips per day and will jump to 4 on August 21st. The service will be offered through November and will resume again in the spring. One-way fares will start at $395. Fenway Park is set to host its first ever golf event. The Top Golf Live Stadium Tour that's scheduled to come to Boston from November 3rd through the 7th. The event is pending final licensing approval from the City of Boston. Participants will have a chance to hit golf balls into on-field targets at Fenway, ranging from 60 to 140 yards away. Each shot is traced and instantly scored through Top Tracer technology. Tickets will become available this coming Friday, beginning at 10 a.m. They start at $65. Tee times are served in one-hour increments. Experiential packages will include a VIP tour of Fenway, drink tickets, a limited edition Topgolf Live hat, and a complimentary Topgolf lifetime membership. A check of business news. This morning, stocks were higher. The Dow was up 82 points. The NASDAQ rose 3, and the S&P was up 10. Asian stocks also higher. The dollar was down. The euro rose. Oil at $72 a barrel. Sports, another big win for the Red Sox. Again, 5-4 over the Blue Jays. Series continues at Fenway at 7 tonight. The National Weather Service forecast today: hazy, hot, and humid with a high 90 degrees. Look out for some thunderstorms this evening and a low 65. Maybe some morning showers tomorrow, then partly cloudy, cooler, high 74. For Thursday, partly cloudy, maybe an afternoon shower, high 80, 81. It's sun and clouds on Friday. For the boater, waves about a foot. Light westerly wind becomes southerly later today, and a high tide 2:48 this afternoon. Sun rise at 5:32, set at 8:08. Four River Bridge scheduled to open at 3 p.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update, Tuesday, July 27th.